FBI stonewalls Ted Cruz on alleged Biden bribery audio recordings. By Wendell Hasebo on June 14, 2023. FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate stonewalled Senator Ted Cruz. RTX, during Tuesday's Judiciary Committee hearing about if the Bureau possesses the alleged 17 recordings between a Burisma Holdings executive and President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. On Tuesday, Senator Chuck Grassley, ARIA, revealed the Burisma executive who allegedly paid Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden $5 million each kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations of them as an insurance policy. Do you have the 17 recordings? Yes or no? Cruz drilled Abate. I'm not going to get further into that, he replied after admitting the FBI possesses a form that alleges the 17 recordings. That's the problem the FBI has right now, an unlimited hubris that you believe you are unaccountable. Cruz slammed the FBI agent. You don't believe you're accountable to the United States Congress. And you don't believe you're accountable to the American people. You're sitting there happily erecting a wall to protect Joe Biden, he added. Cruz again pressed Abate to disclose the alleged audio recordings. Will you provide the 17 recordings so we can assess what is the evidence? The specific credible evidence, that Joe Biden personally took a $5 million bribe from a foreign national? Senator, we will work with this committee, you and other members to provide the information within the parameters of the process, Abate said, providing an indefinite answer. Cruz also noted that if Joe Biden wanted to disprove the allegations, he could call for the release of the unclassified FBI informant form. And to be clear, if the allegations are false, you know who could disprove them? Cruz rhetorically asked. Joe Biden. He could call for this to be released publicly. But the FBI is stonewalling. Would you agree? Cruz questioned. Senator, no one's stonewalling, Abate claimed. Related, Grassley, foreign national in alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. The FBI's refusal to be forthcoming about the alleged bribery scheme comes as Republican lawmakers demanded transparency from Joe Biden regarding his 2017 tax returns in which his entity, Celtic Capri Corp., listed nearly $10 million without specifying revenue line items. The lack of transparency raises concerns about who paid the entity and why in the wake of Joe Biden's alleged link to the $5 million Ukrainian bribery scheme. While it is apparently common for personal tax returns to not list line item income of S corporations entities, the lack of detail should raise concern for House investigators. According to Jerry Allison, a CPA of Allison Financial Services who practiced accounting for over 30 years. Upon reviewing Biden's personal tax return, which includes an entity controlled by First Lady Jill Biden, Allison told Breitbart News that the entity's revenue is likely much higher due to expense deductions. The point I am making here is that the $9.5 million income and the $557,000 income on Schedule E are after expenses have been subtracted. So the original income is much more than these numbers, he told Breitbart News. It is my opinion that both S corporation returns should be examined to find the actual amount of income and to obtain clues as to where the income may have originated, he added. The S corporation returns might reveal other entities from which the income may have originated. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.